Franklin, Tim Carter, how are you today? Thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
Hello.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
Well, assuming that you think ICF homes are a good deal, do you know of any reliable builders in the Butler County area? I just want to build a what I would consider a modest-sized ranch, about 1,400 square feet.
First of all, ICFs are a great thing. You just have to, you know, kind of use the right system, in my opinion. I like the ones that on the outside of the forms have steel, you know, like polysteel, instead of the plastic targets that you, you know, fasten things to. So that answers that question. I mean, I've got a column on AskTheBuilder.com about ICF. It's a great system. A few years back when I wrote that column, at the time, the person who owned the polysteel franchise was one of the owners of a company called here in town that makes concrete called Citywide Concrete. And for the life of me, I can't think of that guy's name, you know, the actual owner of the company. So I'd open up the phone book, and on Monday I would call Citywide Concrete. They're down on Wooster Pike, you know, near Lunkin Airport. And believe me, I mean, if he still owns that franchise, he's going to know, you know, he's going to, you know, he would easily come out to Butler County. That's not an issue.
Okay.
All righty. I mean, that's so. And then the only other thing to do is, you know, is like go to my website. I think I list a bunch of the manufacturers. Go to the web and then go to the manufacturers' websites and, you know, see who the local people are who are using it, okay?
Now, is anybody else use steel besides polysteel?
You know, there's been so much change in that industry, I don't know.
But I would say stay away from the plastic.
Yeah, I don't. Here's the problem. When you after the forms are up and the concrete's poured and then you start to fasten stuff, what I don't like is that if you don't drill it just right, if you don't have your drill set just right, you'll strip out that plastic. You know, think how much effort it takes or how little effort it takes to over-tighten a screw in plastic, and now you strip the threads. That's what I don't like about it. It's, you know, it's a real small personal issue.
Well, I wondered about that because I'd done a little research, but...
So anyway, that answers your question. Now, here's the thing. Before you pick any builder, this is a painful process. It takes some time. I want you to go visit a minimum of three of the houses they've built. You know, don't call the people up. I mean, you've got to call them to make the appointment, but you need to physically go look at the work, okay? And see if there were any problems, see if there's any nightmares, okay? You've got to do that.
Now, to your knowledge, how many have been built in this?
I don't have a clue. I don't
reasonable
have a,
area.
I don't know. I don't have a clue. I really do not know. I know, in my opinion, at least here locally, I don't think that they have taken off as fast as probably the industry would like. And like anything else, I think it's just an awareness issue. I just don't think a lot of people know about it.
Because from what I know or research, it sounds like a good idea.
Oh, it is. It's an incredibly good idea. I mean, all you have to make sure is that the house is being built right. In other words, you need to be on top of it. You need to be there when they're starting to set the first blocks. You need to make sure it's square, it's plumb, see what I mean? And that they've got it figured out that when that concrete flows, you know, like under windows and doors, that you're getting a solid, you know, it's solid. But it's an incredible system. I mean, I'm not kidding. It really, really is. I mean, I would seriously consider it for my next home. It's that good.
But my problem has been trying to find a builder that will do this small house.
Oh, I don't think
a couple
that...
people and they want it. Yeah, if you got a, you know, 3,000-4,000.
No, I don't think that's going to be an issue. I don't think that's going to be an issue. You know, I don't think it's going to be tough at all.
Okay, well, I'll try to see white concrete.
All right, and if you're on any issues, give me a call back.
All right.
All right, Andrew. Thanks.